Hello, anyone listening to this? I'm just like talking at a microphone right now because I don't really want to talk to myself because that seems insane. But if I talk to you, it's fine, right? Then it's all good because then there's an intended audience and I'm not nuts, right? That's why we do this. I think that's why a lot of us do this and we just don't admit it because like, every time I find myself wanting to sit down and record, it's when I'm fucking talking to myself. It's not necessarily a sexual thing all the time. Like, sometimes it is, but like, generally, it's because like something in my brain just won't shut up and I can't let go of an idea. And I've gotta make the idea happen or else. that's kind of how I operate. I make the idea happen or else. And maybe that's not the greatest of approaches, but I'm still here. I'm still here. I don't know. I'm also lucky to have friends with similar attitude in times of like extreme crisis where it's like, no, we're fixing this issue right now, today. Cause yeah, I've got some great friends, online and off. Offline, I don't get to see them like at all. They don't live locally anymore. And I also, like, can't leave my house except to go to my studio, which is, you know, not social at all. It's not social at all. And I kind of avoid my housemates because COVID, and they work outside, and the best thing I can do is fucking avoid the people that I live with, even though there's nothing wrong with them. Like, there really isn't. There's nothing wrong with them. They seem nice enough. I just can't be near them to know them. as bad as that sounds, I can't be near you to know you. Like, I've been flirting with this girl. Okay, let's start at the beginning here. I knew this girl in high school, in like senior year, when we were so like 17, and I'm not gonna say exactly how old I am now, but that was a while ago, and she's still really, really cute. And it turns out, like, of the 8 of us in that class, like, half of us turned out queer. It's the best. I love that. That turns out, and that sounds about right for an art class. But I was scrolling Tinder, as one does when they're bored and have no, like, no plans to follow through whatsoever. when you just want to look at a thirst trap, sometimes you just scroll through Tinder and then it's like, hey, your face is kind of familiar. And she's like, yeah, I remember you. Holy shit, you remember me? Oh fuck, what for? Because there are a lot of things I could have been remembered for in high school, and most of them aren't great. Like, not like offensive per se, but definitely embarrassing. And there's only a certain level of embarrassment that I can get off to. There's only a certain level, and once I hit that point, it's nope, It's no longer hot. But I haven't hit that point. But we came across each other on Tinder back in what, like early October? And we've just kind of been back and forth since then. Just a little bit here and there, back and forth, back and forth. And now I have a regularly scheduled weekly Discord date. Like, you know, a crazy person because I can't leave the house. Like, am I a contender in this girl's life? No, absolutely not. And I realize this. And like, I appreciate when people are trying to hype me up, but like, don't hype me up too much. Don't hype me up too much, because it's bad enough that I can't do anything. The disappointment would be worse. Like, I just can't even open that door. Can't even open that fucking door. Speaking of fucking disappointments, you wanna hear about a fucking disappointment? Well, I would love to tell you about it, but I can't. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about what's bothering me. I want to talk about why I have done what I've done, but I can't because I can't even tell you. Can't even tell you I did it. Yeah. It is. Yikes. It's yikes. Is what it is. That's where I am. Yikes. That's a fantastic way to describe my feelings right now on the matter of anything and everything. Yikes. Oh, Christ. I don't even know why I'm recording this, because what am I gonna do? Post it to my fucking profile? Who gives a shit? Who's gonna listen to this anyway? I mean, thank you if you are, but like, I don't know what you're hoping to get out of this, because there's, I don't have any sexy content for you here. Sorry. I got nothing. Actually, that's not true. I recorded something. I'm just not sure if it's good enough to bother cutting together. I haven't decided yet. And I know that I'm probably the worst person to judge that also, but I'm who I've got, so that is what it is, and it's okay. Oh, been making some friends. Kind of mentioned that, but I don't know. Found some really delightful voices to listen to lately. I don't want to, like, embarrass anybody or embarrass myself either, so I'm not gonna drop anybody, but yeah, there is more than one game in town. I will leave you with that thought. Some bloopers. I might put up some bloopers if there's interest in that. I have no idea. I'm not really sure what you guys want from this. Like, why are you following me? Like, it's fine. It's cool. Thanks, but what you looking for? You know? Because, just trying to understand here. Yeah. So, if you've gotten to this point, what the fuck is that? Is that a plane? Yeah. Jeez. Maybe? Or maybe it's some kind of lawn equipment. Nope, it's a car getting closer with some kind of engine trouble. Oh my god. Oh my god, I just sounded like my father. Holy shit. Oh my god, I sound more and more like him every day. It's terrifying. Not surprised, just disappointed. That's my dad's line. Not surprised, just disappointed is my dad's line, not mine. And yet. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh well. Yeah, so, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening, and I don't know if this will happen again, but, you know, maybe. We'll see.